for those who weren't here yesterday when we met for a few minutes, I mentioned that my shiur is somewhat of an afterthought. Namely, Rav Lichtenstein is a Rosh Kollel, and his shiur in Shabbos should be the shiur of the Kollel. I began giving Chazara shiur to help people understand Rav Lichtenstein's shiur, and then I sort of began giving this shiur as like a Hakdama shiur to help people understand Rav Lichtenstein's shiur. And then there came about a situation where some people began to think it was a shiur. So I'm just telling you, it's not a shiur, it's just something of an afterthought. So if you would rather either leave the simcha, if you'd rather use it as a hakdama to Rav Lichtenstein's shiur or a chazara for a shiur, also fine. If you want to use it as your anchor to Shabbos, I guess you can, but that's not what it was meant to be. Okay, after that introduction, let's begin. Tov Shuti, begin reading the first Mishnah.
Yitzios HaShabbos Shnaim.
That's enough, okay. Yitzios HaShabbos, fine. We have a Mishnah over here dealing with what malacha?
Hotzah.
Okay, let's look at Hotzah in the context of Hotzah. Let's move over to Daf Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph. Okay, there we have a list. We can begin reading the list.
Avos malachos arba'im chaser akas hazoreya v'achorish v'achotzer.
Skip to the end of the list.
Mechaber ma'aver makav patish amotzi merishus v'rishus. Harei elu avos malachos arba'im chaser akas.
Okay. As I mentioned to you, when we break up Masechah Shabbos, so at this point, from this point on in Masechah Shabbos, this is where the malachot are discussed. The fact that we have the last malacha in this list discussed in the first Mishnah is Omer Dor Sheni. Who asked this question? Who was bothered by this problem? All the Rishonim, right? You have on the page Tosfos, like, what's going on over here? The Masechta has an order. It goes in the order from Erev Shabbos to Leil Shabbos to Yom Shabbos, and then goes through the Malacha starting from Daf Ayin Gimel. Why in the world do we have a discussion of the Pratim of Yitziyah Shabbos already on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? So Tosfos is going to give a number of answers, but all of those answers, to a certain degree, have to do with the concept of Malacha. So let's deal, at least as an introduction, with the concept of Malacha in general. Let's see what the framework is, and then we'll hopefully be able to plug Hotza'ah into that framework and try and understand why Hotza'ah is a Yotzei Dofen, why it's an exception, why we start with Malachas Hotza'ah already at the very, very beginning of the Masechta. Okay, simply looking at the framework of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, make believe that you're a Rishon. What question would you ask when you see such a Mishnah that has a list, and the list has a prefix and a suffix? What question could you ask about the Mishnah? Yes.
What are those things added? What extra things are added?
Well, maybe say it a little more precisely what you want to say. I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean, when the Mishnah adds a prefix, so it means there's an extra thing that the eliminator adds. To be it,
Okay. In other words, generally, we have many Mishnayos that have prefixes, and we have many Mishnayos that have suffixes. We have many Mishnayos that give summations, either at the beginning or the end. Over here, we have a Mishnah that sums up at the beginning and at the end. We have Avos Malachos Arboim Chaser Achas, then it ends up Harei Elu Avos Malachos Arboim Chaser Achas. And the question is whether this number 39 is some sort of a special number. Is it something that if you buy a lottery ticket, you should look for number 39. Or you buy an apartment in a building, you know, it would be a lucky number that you buy apartment number 39. There's something special about the number 39, Dafka, A. And D, simply, is there a certain common denominator that runs through the various malachos? Or another way you could ask, how were they chosen? What criteria were used to choose these malachos, yes? No, two questions. Firstly, the prefix and the suffix, A, is the number over here meaningful per se? And B, secondly, is there a certain common denominator in the criteria that we used to choose these malachot? Again, I'm asking both of these questions to get back to the world of Hotza'ah. Okay, so let's start in medias res. We'll start smack in the middle, not with the Tanoim, although I know Tanoim discussed this, and not with the Rishonim, although again I know Rishonim discussed this, but rather on the level of the Amoroim. Machokas Abaye v'Rava. Move over to the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah of the Gemara over here discusses a number of malachos that are listed in the list. Shuki, you're reading Hainu Zora, three lines in the bottom.
Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeh.
Namely, what? How could you, put what common denominator do you have over here?
So all three are separating something from something good from something bad.
Right. Okay. All three of them are malachot of hafrada of separation. Okay, so we have over here a bit of an answer to our second question, that malachos were pu'ulot that were done in the Mishkan, and here we have three pu'ulot that were done in the Mishkan. What does it mean, done in the Mishkan? How does Rashi understand? Done
with the setting up of the Mishkan.
With the building of the Mishkan. Is there another shita? There is another shita, right? There's a shita of the Rach. I need to ask you to look for it. The Egloi Tal discusses it at great length in the Hakdamah to Egloi Tal. Perhaps it's malachos that were done in the avoda of the Mishkan, but we'll learn Rashi. Okay, avodas that were done in the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan is a microcosm of the building of the universe. We have over here Ma'aseh Bereishis and Binyan HaMishkan. Malacha is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to build the universe, and we see it in its microcosm in terms of building of the Mishkan. Kol milsad ev yama mishkan af agav deikah d'damyalei chashivcha. If that's our criteria, what does the Gemara ask?
So, v'lei chashiv nami kotesh. Amar Abai, shekhen ani ochel pito v'lo ketisha. Amar hamani, rebi hi, d'amar avos malachos avarim chaser achas. V'i chashiv kotesh, hab yalei arbaim. V'lei pokhada v'hanach v'ayel kotesh, ala machaber takedah v'ayei.
Okay. Without becoming judgmental, in terms of who is right, Abaye v'Rava, what over here is the machlokas between Abaye v'Rava? What's the machlokas? Let's start with Abaye. What's Abaye shita? Why? Lech shivna mikotesh, amar Abaye shekein ani ochel pito velo ketisha. And therefore it wasn't listed. Let's say according to Abaye, was ketisha used in the building of the Mishkan? Certainly, otherwise the Gemara never would have asked the question. The Gemara says that kol milsa dehavi b'mishkan chashivla, so lechshiv nami kotesh, it was used. So if it was used, why wasn't it counted according to Abaye?
It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary.
Absolutely necessary.
It wasn't absolutely necessary. Had it been absolutely necessary according to Abaye, it would have been listed. Namely, how many malachas would we then have had according to Abaye?
At least 40.
Okay, so we see that according to Abaye, the number 40 is not a starting point. The number 40, according to Abaye, is what? Is a conclusion. In other words, that when we count up the malachos that were necessarily done in the Mishkan, necessary for building the Mishkan, we have 39 malachos. That's where the number comes from. And it could have been 40, it could have been 45, it could have been 47. Namely, that the number over here is not something which is a cap, a defining. It's not our starting out point. It's our conclusion. The conclusion after we count up those malachos, and what are our criteria according to Abaye? That which was necessary to build the Mishkan. Okay, so now you have over here in the Rishonim. How does the fact with that ani ochel pito below ketisha, what does that have to do with building of the Mishkan? The Mishkan, they used ketisha for the Samamanim. So the Rishonim talk about it, the parallel between sidura de pat, which the Mishnah mentions, and that which was done in terms of the malachot of the Samamanim, of the dyes that were used in the Mishkan. Rashi over here deals with it at some length, Tosus as well. That's Abaye. What then does Rava hold? Why does Rava disagree?
So 39 is the starting point.
He views 39 as the starting point. If 39 is the starting point, then we have a problem. We already, if our 39 is already filled, if we're going to put in Kotesh, what do we have to do? Take out another one. And then the question is, which one do we take out? That's why the Gemara was not happy with Rava. Namely, that Rava didn't give us any sense of criteria as to why perhaps Dosh is in and Kotesh is out. Rava simply tells us quite clearly that Kotesh is theoretically could be in, but then it's something else would have to be booted out because we're dealing with a framework that begins in 39. Namely, the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, to use an American expression, is what came first, the chicken or the egg? What's a starting off point? Are we starting with criteria and simply adding up, and we happen to get to 39, but it could have been 40, etc.? Or are we starting with 39 and then have to fit things into 39? We have to build criteria that will end up with 39. If our criteria will give us 40, go back to the drawing board. We have to get criteria that will give us 39, and that will give us 39 in which Kotesh is out and Dosh is in. Yeah? It's not a Havamina that's left out. The Mishnah leaves it out. It's a Maskona that's left out.
No, but Rava ends up agreeing to Abaye's
Svara. No. Rava, in words, we have over here Abaye, Rava, and then Ravina and Ravashi. Rava had Kanir'eh understanding of why Dash yes and Kotesh no. We don't have a Masoret as to what Rava's Svara was. So Ravashi and Ravina, when they edited the Gemara, they said, We can't understand Rava, so therefore Machvarta ka Abaye. Abaye we understand from beginning to end. Rava, we know his assumptions. He's assuming we're beginning with 39, and therefore, to put Kotesh in, we'd have to take something out. Why? What are the criteria, aside from Mishkan? What criteria did Rava have to put one? We don't know. We just don't know. But Pashtus, Rava had a reason. Rava had some explanation as to why these 39 yes and Kotesh no.
Like Abaye.
I wouldn't say the Gemara doesn't paskin like Abaye. Ela machvarta ka Abaye means that Abaye is clear. Machvarta. Abaye is clear from beginning to end. Rava is sarach iyun. Sarach iyun doesn't mean we don't paskin like him. Rava means that someone has to be Rava's melutz yosher. Okay, the Rashba could be Rava's melutz yosher. The Meiri can be Rava's melutz yosher. Rava needs a melutz yosher. That there's a certain lack of clarity in terms of the criteria. So, this machlokas, again, we're starting in the middle, machlokas amoroim. Is this also a machlokas tanoim? Again, our machlokas, according to Abaye, we begin with criteria and we end with a number. According to Rava, we begin with a number, and that puts us into a straitjacket with which we're going to have to find criteria. Could this be a machlokas tanoim, not just a machlokas amoraim? Rava certainly feels so. Right? Who does Rava quote as his makar? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and of Tzadi Zayin Amad Beis, Rabbi Omer, Dvarim, Eile Hadvarim, Lamed Tes Malachal Shenemru Lamoshe Misinai. According to Rabbi, the number 39 was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, we have a straitjacket. There are 39 avos malachos. Find them. Right? But the number is our starting off point. And so Rav is saying that I'm working off of, I have a precedent. Rav Yehuda Hanasi learned like me. Are there any tanoim that Abaye can use as a precedent? That perhaps the number 39 is not kadosh? Is there any tana who really holds there more than 39 avos malachos? Rav Yehuda. Where is Rav Yehuda? Three places. Yes, I gave you two. Where are the three places? A few places. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So give me one.
He's in the Yerushalmi.
In the Yerushalmi over there, what does he add into the list that of R39? Mavir Abraham Spiritual Sarabim. That we'll deal with at a great length during the course of the year. That's within the world of Hotzah. And the Gemara over there, it says, black on white, that he holds there are 40. Why the Mishnah only lists 39? The Mishnah listed those that everyone agrees to, and the Rabbi Yehuda is an exceptional shita, that he goes beyond the 39. And what does he add in the Bavli?
He adds two others. He adds
Medatek and Shovet. He adds Medatek and Shovet. In other words, he gets up to 41. Namely, that he is, I suppose, Abaye certainly could fit into a framework of Rabbi Yehuda. That we simply take whatever criteria we have, we add them up, we get to a certain number. That number could be 39, it could be 40, it could be 41. Rav Melchok between Rav Yehuda and Rebbe. Could we have a shita that there are less? Is there a shita in the Tanaim that there are less than 39 of us malachas?
It sounds like no. At least according to your challenge, because it says we're only one of the ones that everyone agrees to. At least from your challenge, it's much better that everyone agrees to those 39.
Right, but why am I asking? Okay, in the Marmakomas I gave you, I wrote Shitas Rebbe, Daf Tzadi Zayin of the days that we saw, Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, Ayin Heyimadvez and Yerushalmi that you quoted. There's also a shita of Isi Barav Yehuda. Nushuk, I heard you learning with your father. What's a shita of Isi Barav Yehuda? Let's look at the Gemara and the Abavim is this. Let's see. Amar Rav, Matsasi.
Matsasi Megillah Satorim Bey Rebbe Chia Vekosova Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Avos Melachos Mem Chaser Achas V'Eino Chayav Ela Achas Ini Vatanan Avos Melachos Mem Chaser Achas V'Avinen Ba Minyan Alom Ali V'Yom Rebbe Yochanan Sh'im Asa'an Kulam Behelim Achas Chayav Al Kol Achas V'Achas Ela Eima Eino Chayav Al Achas Mehen.
Okay. Eino Chayav Al Achas Mehen. That there with this Megillah Sesarim, even though basically Torah was meant to be Torah She Ba'alpeh, but various Tanoim wrote for themselves crib notes to remember things, and Megillah Sesarim, and on one of those crib notes was found that Isi ben Yehuda had this cryptic statement that Eino Chayav Al Achas Mehen. Eino Chayav Al Achas Mehen. What does that mean, Eino Chayav al Achas Mehen? How do Rashi and Tosus learn Eino Chayav al Achas Mehen? Let's look in Rashi. Eino Chayav al Achas Mehen. Achas.
Achas yesh bohem she'eino chayav alea misa. Philopir she'ezuhiv yashmin antana.
Okay, let's say that. We have one of the 39 Avos Malachos where there is no chiyuv misa. Does that mean there are less than 39 Avos Malachos?
No.
How can you, what? Look over here in Tosfos. Mikan medakte kari, delo katani isi elo eno chayav alachos hen elo askila, avochatos chayav alkulan. I mean, according to Tosfos, Isi ben Yehuda is not being called on the number of 39 Avos Malachos. There are 39 Avos Malachos, and therefore someone is Mechal of Shabbos totally, he'll be Chayev 30, Beshogeg, he'll be Chayev 39 Chataot, because there are 39 Avos Malachos, but one of those Avos Malachos has a Ptur Onshin. One of those Avos Malachos has a Ptur from Misa, and we don't know which one, and so the Tana is telling us that Hotzah is not that exception. However, there's another Perish in Isi ben Yehuda as well. There's a Rishon who disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos. Who disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos and holds that not only do we have over here Ptur from Misa, but it's a much broader halacha. Look in Rabbeinu Chananel. This din of Isi ben Yehuda is brought in Daf Vavim days, but it's also brought in the beginning of the 11th parak. So the Isi ben Yehuda is also brought on Daf Tzadi Vavim days, and Rabbeinu Chananel, due to the printer's lack of symmetry, is found on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Megillas Sesarim, have it, Shuki?
Yeah, Megillas Sesarim, Shehoya Kosov Lamas Nolokos Mempos Rachas. Vim asa'an kulon behelim achas eino chayav al achas mehen kilomar eino chayav al alambe dechet chata'o sheyesh achas bahen shu pater aleha.
Boom. And how does the Rabbeinu Chananel understand Isi ben Yehuda? It's not an av malacha. We only have 38 avos malachos. If someone is over machal al Shabbos totally, he's chayav 38 chata'ot, either 39 avos malachos, not according to Isi ben Yehuda. But our problem is we don't know which of the 39 Isi ben Yehuda subtracted. Did he subtract Zoreh? Did he subtract Mavir? We don't know what he subtracted from the list. But one of them he subtracted not as a Ptur Onshim, like Rashi and Tosfos learned, that we have 39 Avos Malachos, but on one of them you're not Chayav Misa, but rather you're only Chayav Achatos. But rather one of them is off the list. One of them is out. There's no malacha, and therefore, even if it's done b'shogeg, there's no chatas. It's simply not a malacha. So this also is a logical outgrowth from the shita of Abaye. Namely, if we start with criteria and end with a number, sometimes a number could be more than 39. That's the shita of Rav Yehuda. Sometimes a number could end up less than 39. That's the shita of Isi ben Yehuda, according to Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay?
Isn't the language a bit problematic? He's talking about it's not from one of them, but it is one of them.
One of the list. The list was known. Arba'i Malacha Sachar, this was a list that was known. Isi ben Yehuda, in other words, they found this scribble that Alachas Mehem Eino Chayachatas. One of them should not be counted in the list. What you're pointing at, that's a sheet of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos understood that Isi ben Yehuda understood it was in the world of Malacha. Just you have a Ptur Onshim, a Pater from Misa. Kula, we have a Kula. Mashenki, and according to Ben Ochananel, he says black on white, not like Tosas. It's not a Ptur from Misa, but rather it's off the list. It's not even a Chatas. Okay, so we have then a Machlokes Tanoim and a Machlokes Amoroim as to what comes first. What is our starting off point? Are we starting with 39 and then searching for criteria? That's Rebbe and Rava. Or are we starting with criteria and then getting up to a number? Which, according to most Tanoim, is 39, but you could have a Tana that would say 40 or 41, and we have a Tana, or we could have a Tana, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who has even less than 39, who goes down to 38, yes?
That means it's
completely mutter. And if you don't have a Chatos B'Shogeg, then you have nothing. You don't have, in other words, Misa is an Onesh. Chata, Shogeg, in other words, there's no need for Kapara. Okay, it's like misasek. There's no need for kapara. You didn't do anything. What? Pater aval aser is drabanan. Maybe aser drabanan. There are billions of things that are aser drabanan. Right? There's a grua that if we have 39 avos malachos, then you have 39 times 39, 39 squared isurim drabanan on Shabbos. But that doesn't necessarily help us in terms of the Doraisa. No, we started with the Amoraim, went back to the Tanoim. What about Rishonim? Do we have Rishonim who take a stance as to which approach we should view the world of Malachos? Do we start with a number or start with a criteria? Do we have such a Rishon? Let's look on that Mem Tesim at this. There's a Gemara, but the Gemara can be interpreted a number of ways. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks, Arboim chaser achas keneged mi amar lehu. Keneged mi. Arboim chaser achas keneged mi. How does Tosas learn the question of the Gemara? Vakasha Phil. The Harbe.
The Harbe malachos yish tedamyan lahadade v'havalan lemachshavim kulan ke'achas.
Kidaparech
the paraclog. Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Murake. Mishumchila Kumach, and Mehem Lohab Machakinu, Ilab the Kimu, Delamates Malachos, and Kineged Shum Dover. Kach Boy, Kineged.
Okay. So Tosis learns what's the working assumption of the Sugya Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. What are we starting off with? What's our baseline? We must be dealing, right, we must be starting with a number. Lo yitachein that Chazal did not have a framework. And they simply were told, choose malachos. Because then, in other words, the sky is the limit. How do you know? You can have machlokes over here. We have Bora, Zora, Meraket, etc. You need a straight check. You need a framework. We're starting off with a number 39. Our only question is, keneged mi? That's our only question. However, you don't have to learn the Gemara this way. You could learn that's a machlokes over here between the two mando amrim. But Tosas assumes that this is the working assumption. Namely, this is Tosas is working off of which sheet in the Amorayim? Rava. Tosas over here, it's not a bad assumption. Generally, Paschim and Machlokes Abayi v'Rava like Rava, except in Yalka Gab. Except over here, someone pointed out, the Gemara says Machvarte Kabai. The Gemara never rejected Rava. The Gemara just said that we have to fill in Rava. We have to help Rava a bit to understand him. But Tosas is assuming like Rava. Okay? I'm not aware, although I'd be helped, if you could help me and find me a Rishon who starts off like Abaye, I would be very happy. I didn't find such a Rishon who says black and white like Abaye. But Tosas over here certainly starts off ilav de kimrahu de lametes malach hosein, and then the question is only kenegedit. Okay, so we have then, just to summarize, we have a Mishnah that deals with malachos and a number. The malachos, we pointed out, have criteria and we have a number. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we start with the criteria and come to the number, or do we start with the number and go to the criteria? Machokas habayi v'rava. Rava is built on Rebbe. However, we have Rav Yehuda, and according to Rabbeinu Hanan, El Isi b'Rav Yehuda, who are working with Abaye, that 39 is not Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And Tosa says that the mainstream of the Gemara is assuming like Rava. So we have then the straitjacket. But even Rava agrees that the straitjacket still is just a straitjacket, namely that we know what our sum total is going to be. But we still need criteria, right? The Chazal had to still choose malachas. What criteria do we use? So we saw up to now what criteria was important up to this point. Havya b'mishkan. Havya mishkan. Abaye introduced also the criteria of nachutz, of necessarily needed for the building of the mishkan. Is there another criteria as well? Is there another criteria as well? Yitachen, that's totally in Gersos, in the Gemara, on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Let's look. On Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Over there, the Gemara is talking about a different topic. It's talking about the topic of Av and Tolda. That an Av and a Tolda have basically the same framework. They have the same function, the same purpose. They just differ in terms of the details. The Gemara then asks, Amai kari lehai Av, v'kari lehai Tolda. Why are they given different headings? So according to Rabbanan, what is the reason why we call one an Av and one a Tolda? What nafgamina is there, whether something is an Av or a Tolda? In terms of onshin. In terms of nafgamina, Yavid shtei avos bahadei hadadi, shtei tolos bahadei dadi mechayev tarte, Avid Av v'tolda didei, lo mechayev elachada. However, according to Rav Eliezer, the mechayev atolda makom Av, amai kari le Av, amai kari le Tolda. So over here, the Gemara gives us a working definition of Av. Hach dahave b'mishkan chashiva kari lei Av. Hach d'lo havi b'mishkan chashiva lo kari lei Av. It was not just havi b'mishkan, but another word is added, chashiva. However, what is our problem over here in terms of this additional word, chashiva? Is the girsa over here clear? Tosus has how many girsaot in this Gemara? Three. Tosus over here has three girsaot in this Gemara that differ only either by a letter or perhaps by a comma. Let's look in Tosus Rav Eliezer. The middle of Tosus starts off. Is the gar seihach da havis b'mishkan chashiva kari lei av? That's the girsa we have in our Gemara. And then we have, Tosus goes down, Havius b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av, and then Tosas has a third girsa, Avol igar sinan hach te havius b'mishkan chashiva v'kari le'av. What's the difference between these three girsos? Havius b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, Havius b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av, Havius b'mishkan chashiva v'kari le'av. Let me ask it a little differently. Are these three girsaot three understandings, or do we have over here two understandings within the three girsaot? How does Tosus understand, David?
Last year, so, half the lowest commission of Lo Chashiva, Vikari La Tolda.
You don't even need that. Just simply start with the first half. With the have some Mishkan Chashiva v'kari le'av. According to that third girsa, Hachtav Mishkan Chashiva v'kari le'av, where do you put the comma? How would you translate your art scroll? Okay, how do you translate that third girsa? Or you can start from the other girsa. Let's start the other way around. Are we looking over here for two understandings or three understandings? According to within Tosfos, two understandings. The first two girsos differ in a vav, but basically they're one understanding. And the final girsa simply moves the vav over to a different word, but that changes the entire meaning of the phrase. What over here is our question? What over here is the crux of what Tosfos is relating to? Yes.
First two,
so we have over here a question as to how many criteria we are searching for in terms of setting up a malacha. According to the first two girsos, we have two criteria. A criteria of Mishkan, and then it's not enough to be in the Mishkan, it also has to be chashuv. Hach tahave b'mishkan, A, chashiva, B, kari le'av. Or, hach tahave b'mishkan, v'chashiva, kari le'av. Either with the vav or without the vav, we have over here two criteria, mishkan and chashiva. Mashkein, the third girsa is, hach tahave b'mishkan, comma, chashiva v'kari le'av. That which is in the Mishkan, that is defined as chashuv. That we have over here a chashiva mishkanit. The moment that something is in the Mishkan, that is chashiva v'kari le'av. That's when we only have one criteria, just as we saw within Abaye v'Rava, hachta havi b'mishkan, that's a third girsa. Hachta havi b'mishkan, chashiva v'kari le'av, as opposed to a tolda, was not in the Mishkan, and therefore by definition it's not chashuv. So the third girsa is a continuity of what we saw in Daf Ayin Dalet. That we have one criteria, Mishkan. One criteria, Mishkan. Chashivus and Mishkan are an equation. Hachtav Mishkan, comma, chashiva, and therefore kari le'av. Mashenkin, the first two girsos assume that we have Mishkan. Mishkan is not enough, we require also chashuv, and then kari le'av. The problem is that I'm not aware of any word in the Hebrew language or the English language which is as subjective as the word chashuv. Namely, everyone has a different understanding of what chashivut is. It starts with one's own ego, right? That I am chashuv, and then it just spreads out. I seem to recall once I heard Rav Klinstein quote Whitehead, that he has an essay on something on importance. I don't remember the name of the essay. But in any case, he points out that there is nothing more subjective than chashuv, so it really doesn't help us. I mean, other than the fact that we know that Mishkan is not enough, according to the two first girsos, you need Mishkan plus, like we saw in Abaye, you need Mishkan plus, or even Rava assumes you need Mishkan plus, because Kotesh was in the Mishkan, and Dash was in the Mishkan, and Dash is in the list, and Kotesh is out of the list. It means you need something beyond Mishkan. If you're going to say like Abaye, that maybe Kotesh wasn't in the Mishkan, it's not necessary. Maybe it wasn't in the Mishkan. Then, okay, you can stick just to Mishkan. But if you're going to assume that Kotesh was in the Mishkan, then we have to have another criteria. That's called Chashuv. What is this criteria of Chashivut? The sky is the limit. But that's the framework of the Gemara over here, that Chazal were working off of this concept of the combination of Mishkan plus Chashuv. That combination will give us a list of 39 of us malachos, yes?
Why can't we just say that chashuv is abai? That which is absolutely necessary is termed as chashuv. I understand that there's 1,000 possibilities, but from the course that we've seen, it's possible.
It's possible. Yes, maybe no. But abai doesn't necessarily need a criteria beyond Mishkan. You could say that which is not necessary is not considered to have really been in the Mishkan.
But
the fact that it's unnecessary, maybe by definition, that's not something which is called Mishkan. The Mishkan is that which was necessary for the Mishkan, not just that, with that which is icing on the cake. Perhaps it could go, it could really go in either direction. Could there be, I'm just tossing this out, it's a priori, then we'll see whether we have a makar. We saw that maybe the criteria is only Mishkan, or maybe the criteria is a combination of Mishkan plus Chashivut. Could we have a shita that says the criteria is only Chashivut and not Mishkan? A malacha is an important creative act. Whether it was done in the Mishkan or not is really not all that relevant. Could there be such a shita as well?
Rava bound by Mishkan?
Rava, not necessarily. However, where do we find perhaps such a shita? So let's go back to the Daf Mem Testament days. You're correct, Asher, could fit into Rava. The Gemara on Daf Mem Testament Beis raises the issue of Arba'im Avos Malachos Chaser Achas Keneged Mi. And the Gemara over there has two Manda Amrim. One Manda Amar is Keneged Avodos HaMishkan, and the other Manda Amar is Keneged Malacha Malachto Umaleches Sheba Torah. Correct? So the first Manda Amar, Keneged Avodos HaMishkan, that's already... that's old hat. We've already seen that both in the sugya of Abaye Harava. We saw it on Daf Tzadivav and Beis. Hachtavim Mishkan Chashiva Kari Le'av. Namely, that the number 39 and the criteria of the 39 come from the Mishkan. The number and the criteria both come from within the Mishkan. The question is, what is the second shita of Keneged Malacha Malachto Umaleches Sheba Torah? Who raises the question as to what is the second Shita? Tosfos. Okay, let's look in Tosfos. Dibur HaMaschil Keneged. Keneged Kol Malacha Sheba Torah. The Tosfos begins, L'cha'ora Nira, D'yolif Nami Mi Mishkan, Shaharei L'kach Nismacha Parshas Shabbos Leparshas Mishkan. That the second Manda Amar agrees with the first Manda Amar, the Yolef Nami Mi Mishkan. Very strange. I mean, what's Machokas then? Va'od, the Ilo Yolef Mi Mishkan, Imkein Hechi Yadinan Ledidei Heininu Avos Malachos Vehei Toldos, Ein Svara Lomar de Midaita Biru Malachos Hachashuvos Vasaus. What over here is Tosfos suggesting is the machlokas between Keneged Avodas HaMishkan and Keneged Kol Malacha or Malachos.
Like you explained before, then it's chicken and the egg.
We're
working from the number 39, or
are we
working from...
No, Tosfos is... we just saw the previous Tosfos. Tosfos says both Deot hold that we're starting off with the number 39. Both they are told we're starting off with the number 39. Like Rav, that's what Tosa said. And that, but so what then is the machlok? Yes, yes?
The question is, do we find 39 malachos that are in the Mishkan, or do we look through all the lists of possible malachos in general and find 39? Do we get it from the Mishkan, or do we make it up ourselves?
I think you're on the right track, but let me just... As we pointed out that we have a number, and then we have criteria. Amot Midah. We have a number and we have criteria. Okay. We have a machlokas in the Gemara over here of Keneged Avodot HaMishkan and Keneged Malacha In which of these two realms do we have this machlokas pointed to us? The machlokes is where did this minyan of 39 come from? Kimlu, we know there's a minyan of 39. Where did the minyan of 39 come from? Did it come from Avodas HaMishkan? Or did it come from Keneged Malacha, Malachos, etc., etc.? However, in terms of what are the criteria, how do we know what fits in? Where do we look for what fits in? So it says, certainly that comes from the Mishkan. There's no, because what alternative do you have? Let's look again in Tosfos. So it says, L'chora nira diyalith nami mi Mishkan. Even if you hold that the number comes from Kol Malacha Shebet Torah, you have to learn also from the Mishkan. L'kach nismacha parsha Shabbos l'parshas Mishkan v'od ilo yalafi Mishkan imken hechi yadinan l'didei heinin hu avos malachos v'hei toldos. Ein svara lomar demidaitam biru malachos chashuvos v'asalom avos. To use chashuv as our only criteria, Tosfos views is off the wall. To say we only have a criteria of Mishkan, that you can say. To say you have a criteria of Mishkan plus chashuv, that you can say. To say you only have that Chazal looked at the world and said, oh, this is a chashuv, and this is chashuv, and this is chashuv, without having any anchor in the Mishkan, that Tosfos says is impossible. So therefore, the criteria certainly come from the Mishkan. That is no question. Kulei Alma, that Avodas HaMishkan, are the source of the criteria. The question is, where did number 39 come from? Number 39, is that also come from within the Mishkan? Is that also a local number? Or is 39 something that is learned out from Kol HaTorah Kula, you add up the Malacha, Malachas, Malachas? That's the only Machlokas. It's a Machlokas, technically, where did number 39 come from? Can they get me? But in terms of the criteria, there's no Machlokas that we're dealing with Mishkan and Chashuv, and we have to find the Chashivus within the Mishkan, not just Stam Chashuv. That's where Tosfos begins. That's the way Tosfos begins. Then Tosfos yes?
And then it would mean that 39 just kind of happened to be that there were 39 words of Malachas on the Torah, and it happens to be that there's 39 Chashivos in Mishkan.
Right, like it happens to be that we have 39 Chuliot and Artzitziot. In other words, there, you know, it's like we pointed out, sometimes you have numbers. We pointed out when we were in Tilchus Malicha, you have numbers like 18, 22, and 24 that happen to be a machlokas, how many inches is an amma, and how many minutes is a meal, and it happens to be that we have these three shitos of 18, 22, and a half, and 24. In other words, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world where things happen to intersect, that things don't happen. In other words, that there's a certain pattern, there are patterns within the world. Then Tosfos continues. Va'od, the behed yatnan lekaman behazorik. Hamoshit chayev shekach hayesa avodas halavim. Namely, so we see that the criteria is Mishkan. Ela lefish yesh belacho domot zolazo. Vanu osim shtehen avod, kamo merakeru borer, v'kach hilchum chachamim v'hashlim minyan melachot shebatorah. Hoel v'chaluka ksat zo mizo. The question is where number 39 comes from. Is that also within the Mishkan, or that is the melachos of the Torah that gives us the criteria, that gives us the number of 39? That's the beginning of Tosfos. Then Tosfos continues, V Efshar Lo Markein. What I just said, what we just put on the board, is wrong. Even though it made so much sense, and why not? You have Machlokas in terms of Minyan, but everyone agrees in terms of the criteria. Tosfos then changes his mind. E Efshar Lo Markein. Even though that was the Lechor Ora Nira, that was the first blush, but E Efshar Lo Markein. The Lo Polig, that there's no machlokas in terms of criteria as well. Midekamar besamuch, Tanya commando Amar keneged avodas hamishkan. Mashma de plige. That if we're going to have a little later on this whole braisa that deals with the various malachos that were done in the Mishkan, and that is given, those criteria are only according to one madamar, so it appears the other madamar may have different criteria. Va'od leman delesle drasha de malacha malachas, menore de chashiv zore ubore bishtayim, va'od lekaman mashma de bitam kenegen avodas hamishkan greda, isron lachshivinu betarate, kedo amar abaye verava perakha godo, kol milsa de havi be mishkan, afa gavdika de damile, lo chashiv lo.
Can't you read that? Yes, Lomar can below Pali. In other words, the Torah, they agree on.
Eif Shalom Arkane.
They don't argue at all. But they do agree that
So here, I agree with you that the syntax of Tosos is very, very difficult. It's very difficult to understand from Tosos what his conclusion is. But we have the Tosos Harosh. And within the Tosos Harosh, the syntax is much, much clearer. He says as follows: Yesh beforeshim. This is the Havmin of Tosfos. D'lo poligahodi alfina mi mishkan. Everyone agrees that the criteria are gotten from the Mishkan. The imlokein hechi yadinan l'didei heidinu ha'avos vehei toldos. Va'od behedya tenan lekamen bahazorek hamoshit chayav shekein hayisa avodas halaviyim. Elavade kulu modi di mishkan yalfina. Ela lefishi yesh malachot domo tzolvazo b'chiluk muat chilukum ra'avot rashlamat malacha malachas amaros b'torah, and therefore you had to have a number. Where did the number come from? That's the machlokas. Did the number also come from within the Mishkan, or did the number come from the outside? V'kasha leperusha ha'amrina lekama antanya kama damar kenegar avodas hamishkan v'od lekama mashma debelav drasha de malacha malachos isvan lemechshivinu b'tarte mitayma de kenegar malachas hamishkan. Kedemeshanu Abaye Virava Perakal Godol, etc. And he continues, Ulamanda Omar Kineged Ko Malacha Shebatora, Iko Lamemar, the Chachomim Biruru Ko Malachot Hashuvot Yoter, Vaasaum Avot, Achehishlimum Lametet, Vasharasum Toldot. Namely, that the Maskana over here of Tosos, and this kind of is our Tosos, just as a question of the syntax. Is that we have a double machlokas. We have a machlokas both in terms of the number and the criteria. We had a daya that you learn out the number and the criteria from the Mishkan. And then we had a vayeh rava, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Did we start with the number and go to the criteria? We start from the criteria and go to the number. But everything is within the Mishkan. Then you have a second daya, no. That we look at the number of times that we have the word malacha, malachos, etc. That's 39. And from that 39, Chazal looked into the world and discovered 39 malachot chashuvot. And it happens that those malachot chashuvot were used for building the Mishkan. It would make sense that if those are the malachot chashuvot, they would be used for the building of a binyan chashuv. However, it wasn't as looking into the Mishkan and seeing what did the Levim do, but rather look into the world and see what do people do. People are Zareya, and they're Koresh, and they're Kotzer, and they're Kosev, and they're Makir Patish, and they're Motzi, and then we say, okay, these are the, and we know there are 39, so we choose the 39 most important Malachot. Then that which Tosus rejected in the Havamina, that Hashivus alone could be a criteria, that's what Tosus ends up with, according to the Manda Amar of Malachot. Let's just summarize what we have up to this point. Now we have two machlokas. One machlokas is which came first, the chicken or the egg. Do we start off with a number and then move to the criteria? That's Rava, that's Rebbe, that's Tosfos. Or do we start with the criteria and move to the number? That's Abaye, that's Rav Yehuda, that's Isi Rav Yehuda. Right? That's one machlokas. Then we have a second machlokas, fine. Let's assume we have this concept of number and we have this concept of criteria. What is the source of the number and the criteria? Are we working within the Mishkan? It's all within the Mishkan. The Mishkan, we pointed out, is a microcosm of the universe. So we just look at the Mishkan. You don't have to look at the Chinese in China. You don't have to look at the South Africans or the Eskimos. Just look at the Mishkan, and there you have everything, the number and the criteria. Hachtavim Mishkan Hashiva, Hachtavim Mishkan Hashiva, Kekari Le'a, Bechule. When you have one criteria of Mishkan, two criteria of Mishkan and Koshuv, that's the way of looking at it. Or, no, the number comes from the world. The world is the Torah, it's Nakal Baraisu Bara Alma, Kenegin Malacha Malachos, etc. And the Malachos come from the world. And we have one criteria, Hashivus. That which is considered to be important creative acts in the building of the world, those were chosen by Chazal. How did Chazal know how we're to stop? Because they have this cap called 39, right? That we have within the Torah, the Rem, is you've got to get up to 39, find 39 important malachos.
And it happens to coincide that the malachos that were in the Mishkan happened to have been the malachos that were important in the world. But the question is, connected me, where are we starting off? Okay, so we have then, in terms of Mishkan and Chashivus, either you have only Mishkan as the criteria, Mishkan and Chashuv within the Mishkan as a criteria, or purely Chashivus as a criteria. That's the Machlokes over here, connected me, according to the Maskana of Tosfos as seen in the Tosfos Harash. Just to end off, that there's another way of wording the entire sugya different from everything we said up to now. Up to now, we've been assuming that Chazal played a very, very proactive role in setting up the Malachos of Shabbos. Either they set up the criteria and came to a minyan, or they were given a minyan and set up criteria, but Chazal are the ones who basically gave us the list of 39 Avos Malachos. The Rambam appears to disagree. The Rambam, after within the world of Hotzah, gives a different formulation. Perek Midbeis. Perek Midbeis Halacha Ches. Rambam says, Hotzah v'hachnasa mirishus l'rishus, malacha me avos malachosi. This we'll get to, we know, in a future shiur, what's the difference between hotzah and hachnasa. Then he continues, va'af al pi shedavar ze, im kol gufei Torah, mi pi Moshe mi Sinai ne'emru, harehu omer v'torah, ish v'ishal yasu od malach l'trumas hakodesh, v'yikolei ha'am me havi. That even though we have generally Alcha Moshe Misinai, over here we have unique drasha. That we'll deal with, we nether next time, why Hotza'ah is unique. But according to the Rambam, what over here is Alcha Moshe Misinai? The number 39? The list of Avos Malachos is Alcha Moshe Misinai. Alcha Pisha Dabar Zeh, namely, that Hotza'ah and Hachnatim Rishus L'Rishus, may Avos Malachos, Avi Dabar Zeh, Im kol gufei Torah mi pi Moshe mi Sinai ne'emru. And according to the Rambam, it's not what came first, the chicken or the egg. It's not where did Chazal begin? Were they given the number and told find the criteria, or were they given the criteria and told find the number? No, they were given everything on a silver platter. They were told elu shloshim v'teishet elu arboim chaser achas avos malachos du 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 elu arboim chaser achas avos malachos. The Mishnah, as we have it, that was handed over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Namely, that Chazal's role over here was post facto. Once we have this list, then let's try and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try and understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Zorah and the Dash, Zorah, or left out Kodesh. But it's not that Chazal were the ones who put in Zorah, Borah, and Dash, but rather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in. That the Halacha Moshe Misinai is not X or Y, not that we start with the Malachos number and Chazal set up criteria, some of the criteria, and then we get to the number, but rather the whole kid and kabuto, the whole business was given Halacha Moshe Misinai. And then you can read that into the Gemara as well. I mean, if you assume that, that's what Rebbe said. Eva Hadvarim, etc. Nemru Moshe Misinai, not just a number, like we understood within Tosfos. Number was given, but rather that the whole malachos were given. And then understand the Vayim Rava, again, all part of after everything is already given, simply trying to understand that which was given. Okay, in any case, that's a very, very different understanding than we've been working with up to this point. With everything we have now we move to Hotzah. Okay? Now we understand that we have this framework of 39 Avot Malachot. Start with a number, move to the criteria, start with the criteria, move to the number. Now we really have a problem. Why is Hotza'ah a Yotzei Dofen? Hotza'ah is part and parcel, l'chora, of this package. So if it's part and parcel of the package, why does the first Mishnah begin separately with all the dinim of Hotza'ah? So, B'li Neder, I hope to go through the Mar Makomos that I gave you that are called debt.
we go through the dinim of Hotza'ah. Those who already finished that, so we neither a week from today, we'll deal with the world of Hachnasa. I'll give you a page of Mar Makamos later today if you already wanted to get working on it. It's a little more complicated than the Mar Makamos that you have over here on Hotza'ah. Move to Hachnasa. And then what I would like to do, with your permission, is to sort of take just a short break from the first parak, and just finish sort of an introduction to the world of Hotza'ah, to deal also with at least the overview of Zrika and Moshit and Mavir Arba Amos Bershus Harabim, and then to go back to the first parak and to continue straight within the Mishnah, but at least that we'll have enough building blocks to be able, I think, to be able to continue with. Okay? Just say there. Any questions? Okay, so I mentioned that I'd like to meet with, I think Rabbi Friedman wants to meet with you at 1 o'clock. I'd like to meet with you with the first year fellows at 3 o'clock. Rav Buchenstein and Yitzhak Hashem will meet with everyone at 5 o'clock. My suggestion would be to continue learning in the Beis Medrash, and when he comes, I'll let you know, because 5 o'clock, he's not next door, or in the Beis Medrash, he's coming from Alon Shvut, and sometimes there's traffic, etc., so it could be 5:15. Could be 5:30, could be 5:45, could be 4:45. Anyways, but so learn, and I'll let you know when he comes, and the meeting will be here in the
Shabbat.